Question 9, in an era of conformity, compliance, and standardization, do modern-day organizations and brands really see meaning in what I'm espousing? My answer to this question number 9 is that some do and some do not, and the ones who don't are a bit stubborn. They have their heads in the sand. They suffer from what I call a superiority complex. Those companies that when they look in their rearview mirror, there's no one behind them, and so they get a bit complacent. But the good news is that thanks to what I'm calling the triple pandemic, this pandemic of, or maybe it's a quadruple pandemic of economic uncertainty caused by COVID-19, the other pandemic, systemic racism and all the social justice protests, as well as sustainability or unsustainability, because of all of these disruptions happening in short order, all at the same time, there is no way to solve complex challenges with a straight line Gantt chart, right? You have to have a much more agile, iterative approach to strategy building, and you have to be able to think in moonshot ways, but be prepared to adjust and adapt in iterative stages. So when leaders and organizations begin to do that, then there's all of a sudden, when you're in the midst of tragedy and crisis and chaos, there's a lot of bewilderment. And that's where meaning really is necessary. Organizations are organisms, and they require leaders to be attuned in a very human way. Creativity is about the business of meaning making, and the only way we will see our way out of this incredibly disrupted time is, in my view, by applying creativity, by building out creativity as a competency, hiring for creativity, cultivating it, and sustaining it.